Welcome to episode 353 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Donna, and George. Florida is a favorite topic on this podcast, mainly because we're such big fans of the awesome theme parks and cruising. But you know, there is so much more to Florida. Recently, Sandy was a guest to Visit Florida, which is the tourism board of the state, and got to hit some of the other highlights. She's excited to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So like you kind of did like the ultimate, well, not the ultimate, but the interesting Florida road trip, right?
It was kind of cool. It was all pretty drivable from Orlando, MCO. The first two places we went were within an hour of MCO, and then we ended up a couple hours away, and I actually flew home from Palm Springs. So, yeah,
it was nice. Oh, so it was kind of ultimate. I mean,
there's Florida's a lot bigger than that, but
yeah,
but it was cool. It was places that I have. I mean, like for the first place we went to, Deland, it's on the I-4 corridor between Daytona and Orlando, kind of in the middle of that. I drive past there all the time. I drive to Disney World, and I never really knew what a cool place that is. And it is a really cool place. I really liked that one.
So what's cool about it?
So it's a little small town. The woman that works for the visitor center there, she's actually in charge of West Volusia County, which is a lot bigger, but she's based in Deland. She's just such a cheerleader of that town, you know, like she really loves it there. And so she was such a perfect host, taking us to all the cool things. We had some weather on the way there. So everybody in our group kind of got there at different times. I almost didn't make it. My plane actually, you know, I was flying, you know, nonstop from RDU to MCO, but you know, I was noticing that we did this kind of rectangle thing around to like Pensacola and down to Tampa, you know, like I was watching the track. Well, there were storms like right over Orlando. And basically we were the last plane to get in. We almost had to stop in Tampa. So I was lucky. So the two hosts were there and then one other agent, and then a couple agents were coming from Atlanta. They got delayed till like the evening. And then one of those agents ended up getting on a plane out of Atlanta early, but she got stuck in Tampa and she ended up having to rent a car and drive to where we were. So our group was kind of scattered, but the first thing we did in Deland was go to this really cool restaurant called The Table. And they usually have like a Sunday brunch kind of buffet, but because of COVID, they don't have a buffet, but it's like a set price. And you can order everything on the menu and it comes in a little like tasting portion. So if you wanted the shrimp and grits, it was like a little small, like, you know, little sample kind of thing. And you could just keep ordering everything. And it was only like $20. And then they had like bottomless, margaritas, Bloody Marys and mimosas. And that was a little bit extra, but still, I mean, it was really good. So anyway, that started us off. And then we had there's murals painted all over the town. So we had we did a mural walk with a tour guide who was a professor. There's a university there called Stetson University that is, the Stetson family, the Stetson Hat family. So, according to Georgia, the lady that was hosting us, they have a lot of visitors to the town because of the university. So it's been a really good thing.
So is it a college town? Is that sort of the main?
It's a small town. The university is
behind that.
It's not like UNC or, you know, like how Raleigh is it's much smaller, you know? So, So people come to town for like the games and things like that. I asked what they were known for. And she said they actually have a really good arts department, which I thought was cool. And they had a little theater in town that had, you know, it was really cool. One of the cool things you would really like, Elizabeth, was you too, Donna, the craft beer walk. There was like a couple breweries. Yeah, it was cool. And I mean, so we were like doing the tour of the town and this guy shows up with bagpipes and he plays the bagpipes while we follow him. Like, he's the Pied Piper to this new brewery that was down there. And I forget the name of it. I bought Chris a t-shirt, but the brewer owner was from Scotland. And he, you know, told us this whole story about how he had this recipe from his, it was just so cool. And they have also, this is not going on right now, and they were trying to get this set up before COVID hit, and it kind of messed them up a little bit, but they were going to include coffee roasters on this brewing tour. And the owner of the coffee place is the guy from the B-52s. So, I mean, it's just, it's really cool. It's a cool town. Really cool.
Very neat.
Yeah.
So there's a miniature art adventure. What does that mean?
So that was the, so in little parts of the buildings, there's little tiny artwork things that you just kind of, you might notice it or you might not, you know, it's like a little door with a mouse or something, you know, like really cute little things. You know, like say there's this weird pipe sticking out, it'll be painted like a flower, you know, like just little details like that all over town. It's super cool.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, that does sound like a fun place to walk around. And it's just, it's right between Daytona and Orlando.
Yeah. It's on the I-4 corridor in West Volusia County. Yeah, I would definitely, in fact, when I go down for connection, before I check in for connection that day, I'm bringing my daughter and she's bringing a friend, and they don't fly home till like six. Well, I have to get in the airport at like six. So we're going to go to DeLand for the day and do some stuff there.
Excellent.
It's not that far. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So your next bullet point has one of my favorite words, manatees.
What? No, you're skipping a bullet point.
Oh, sorry. I thought we had talked about, okay, go ahead.
No, we didn't talk about the state park. That was day two. So De Leon Springs State Park, it's like a total hidden gem. So there are springs like this in Florida that you can, I mean, if you just Google their state parks, you can see that there's, you know, these places. And what's really cool about them is that they stay the same temperature all year long. So it's always 72 degrees in the springs. And this one they took us to, it was set up like a pool, you know, it was the springs, but it had, they had built like steps to go into it. And you could go swim, you could make a day of it. They had different places where you could rent, like kayaks and things like that. But the coolest thing was the pancake restaurant. And it's an old mill.
It's
been there for like 50 years. And you basically go in and you put your name on the list, and then you go swim or whatever, you know, until your name is called. But they have these griddles in the tables, and you make your own pancakes. So they would bring like pitchers of the batter, and you'd tell them what toppings you want. So you'd have little bowls of like blueberries and chocolate chips and things like that. And you just cook it right there at the table. It was really cool and super yummy.
So is this the Fountain of Youth that DeLeon was looking for?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it. Yeah. It's warm and there's pancakes. So that sounds like youth to me. So
it was really cool. It was like a really, like to me, that was something that I had never done in Florida, but it's so Florida when you think about it, you know, like the Fountain of Youth, you know.
So where is it, like, is it east or west of where you started to land?
It's in that county, West Volusia County. And I, you know, they drove me there, so I don't, you'd have to Google it, I'm sorry. But it is, it was right where we were staying. It was not far from town, so yeah, close to
town. Okay, can we talk about manatees now?
We can talk about manatees. Yeah, that was cool.
Tell us about the manatees.
So we went on a boat ride with, it was basically like a pontoon boat through this marsh area looking for gators and wildlife. We saw a bunch of birds. We did get to see a manatee. So it was very exciting. They're very hard to spot because they just kind of hang out.
Yeah, but those springs are still cold.
And a bird came and landed on the manatee's back. Which is probably idea, which is
that's
really
a
cool.
Nice way to put it.
And they kind of make you want to jump in and hug them, but there's gators all around. So.
Those are your safe hippos. Those are the ones that I approve.
Yeah, I know. They were cute. I wish they do come to the springs area too, but you know, I was there in April. It was a little bit too, like wherever they normally are gets cooler. So they come to the springs. So the time of year I was there, they had gone back to where they normally live. It's refreshing. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I stood in it. It wasn't bad. It was nice. I mean, you know, I don't want a hot swimming pool or lake or whatever. But they also have ones, you know, this wasn't at the one we were at, but there's state parks there where you can, like, snorkel and stuff in the springs and go down into caves and things like that. So
are you on the coast here, or are you because I know the manatees are kind of, they swim pretty much into Florida, right? Like they swim
in the rivers. Yeah,
I love manatees, they're so cute.
Yeah, they were super cute.
Okay, so then you went on to Lake County. Mount Dora is a name that I am familiar with because they have a big antique market there. Did you see?
Oh, yeah. That's the guy told us that. Yeah. So we went to Mount Dora and went to, like, walked around the little shops and stuff. It's a really cute downtown. And he did talk about the fair. Like, I guess they have that kind of stuff. It's kind of like a downtown carry if you're familiar with our local area. But yeah, it was really cute little downtown, lots of shops. We went to a really nice restaurant, and then we were right by a marina where we had gorgeous sunset. So that was really cool. We went and checked that out and took lots of really cool photos. There's a really old inn there that looked really cool. We weren't staying there. We were staying at a golf resort that was close by.
Nice. So. Yeah, lots of that there. So basically Mount Dora is shopping and scenery. Is that?
Yeah, and like you said, art stuff. Yeah, and I would think there's probably events going on in that little downtown area. I think they do stuff like that, kind of like the art splurger or whatever. So, yeah, definitely keep an eye out for that. We only stayed there for a little while, but it was really cute.
Excellent. So now we're going to move on to Revolution Adventures, which I'm assuming is a tour company. Yes.
Yeah, Outdoor Adventures. They do a bunch of different stuff. So this is a couple that are retired. This was like their retirement gig. The guy was, I can't remember if his wife was from Australia too. The guy was definitely from Australia. So we did this excursion on these kind of ATV things. They call them mucky ducks. That's not really what they're named. They're kind of like ATV things that can drive into the water and become boats.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, that was really interesting.
That sounds like the kind of excursion that Sandy talks you into that you almost die on, and then you talk about
it. Oh, my God. This was funny because, so it was us travel agents and then the two hosts, and there was the guy who was with Revolution Adventures was in the front, so we were all supposed to be following him, and of course I was driving in mine. And then there was another one with agents, and there was another lady driving. And then the third one was the two people from that local visitors bureau, and their machine, their vehicle kept stalling out. So we were out in the middle of this field. So the guy that worked there told them to get into the mucky duck things with us. So ours, even with the extra person, we only had four people, but the one ahead of us had five, which it's not supposed to have five, it's supposed to have four. So then we get to the water part, and the guy gets out and he's telling us like all the instructions about, you know, okay, whenever you come up to the water, you want to floor it, and you're going to like steer the wheel really fast back and forth and get through that mud. And, you know, it's going to rock, but everybody's just kind of lean with it and it'll be okay. And if the water comes to this point, then it's going to flip over. And so we're like, okay, you know, this doesn't sound great, but we'll do it. You know, so I had to wait for the people in front of us to go before I was supposed to go. And they almost flipped over because they had that extra person in there. And we were all, I mean, it was funny because one of the agents with us was videotaping it, but like our mouths were open. We were just like watching this going, oh my God, you know, like they're going to flip over and there's gators in this. So they didn't flip over, but they did have to turn around and come back out, and then they got stuck in the mud, and then the guy had to hook up a winch to them and me, and I had to back it up to get them out. And then it was crazy. So we were thinking, okay, we'll just skip the water part, you know, that's all right. And so we go back, and no, we weren't skipping the water part. They got us another vehicle so that those two people could get back out in their vehicle, and then we could be like under the weight limit again. So we did it. I mean, even after all that, we drove into the water and drove around on the Mucky Ducks like it was nothing. It was really fun, though. That was fun. And they have ATVs there. There were some other people there with their families doing the ATVs, and they were having a really good time with it. They do skeet shooting there.
Oh.
So they've got like a whole bunch of stuff they're doing, and it's out in the middle of this field. And so it's really cool. It's a fun day. I mean, that's probably less than an hour from Disney World. So if you want to do stuff outside of the parks, that's one of the cool things you can do.
Interesting. And so back to beer.
Yeah, because after that, we needed to go to the brewery. So
actually, I'm familiar with this brewery. Their beers are around Central Florida. I'm pretty sure I've had one or two. I could look at my Untappd to be sure, but.
This was so cool. We were at Claremont Brewing Company, and it's, we didn't get to walk around downtown Claremont, but I heard that it's a very cute little downtown area. So I think it would be a cool place to come for dinner. They have live entertainment all the time at this brewery. And there was a really cool outdoor patio area. We were kind of sitting in the back, even though it was empty when we were there. But it was really cool. And they had a hard cider too, which is what I had. And it was nice. Really good. So, yeah.
So I really what was the entertainment like? Was it rock or was it?
Yeah, kind of like a mix. They had I want to say karaoke and bingo nights and stuff like that. I mean, it looked like a pretty happening place, really.
And we're still within an hour of Walt Disney World?
I think this place is closer. I think this was like less than 30 minutes. I'd have to Google it. But as the crow flies, it wasn't very far. I think, you know, because you have to get on it on the interstate or whatever. Yeah, it was. But it, yeah, not far at all. But on the western side, this was going back over towards the western side of Disney World. Yeah. So we kind of did a loop around the top of it.
So your next bullet point here is the showcase of citrus, which sounds very cheesy.
It was so cheesy.
Pretty orangey, actually, but yeah. Tell us about it.
So this was your typical, big roadside attraction. Kind of like a South of the Border. You know how, like, they just throw anything in there?
That you just painted the perfect picture.
Have you heard of this one?
No, but I've been to South of the Border.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it had, like, I don't know, like just lots of kitschy stuff, you know, and I don't know. It was a big citrusy theme to it, but it was all like open air. We did a monster truck tour through the vineyards. So not vineyards, but the groves, the orange groves, and looked for gators and stuff. And that was pretty cool. It's basically a school bus that's been rigged with monster truck tires. And you drive around
with a monster school bus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was, it was interesting. That was probably not something I would have, that's something my dad would have taken us to when I was younger, you know, like, I don't think I would have picked it, but it was cool. And it's one of those things too, that if you are on that side of that, like if you drive by it, you're going to see it all the time. So it was kind of cool to check it out. Definitely tacky gift shop experience. Yeah. But fun.
All right. So then it looks like you moved west. This is East Coast.
Yep.
The Hutchinson Shores. Tell us about that.
So a couple hours away. This was in Martin County and we were in like the Jensen Beach area. So it was cute. It was a cute little coastal town. The resort we stayed at was really nice. The Hutchinson Shores. I think it's one of the newer ones there. I didn't really do much of a tour. They had a really good restaurant. They had a couple of pools. So that was nice. Right on the beach. The beach is not huge though. Like the water looked choppy and it was, I would say if you want like a big, huge beach, you're going to go to like Clearwater. But this was more, or kind of reminded me more of like the beaches in South Carolina where I grew up.
Yeah, I was going to say, so this is like a beach vacation. This is someplace that Floridians might go to get onto the beach if they don't live on one or something like
that. Yeah. And I mean, we did things here that were, I mean, it was just a nice little coastal town. It's not over touristy here, you know? So it is kind of, I think kind of where locals might come, you know, to kind of do some stuff. We went to a really cool restaurant called Jan's Diner. My kids actually just went down to Florida a couple weeks ago and I sent them there because I thought they'd like it. And they did. They went down there for the one day. And then we did a St. Lucie River cruise, which was on the St. Lucie River. That was cool. We were on a sailboat. And actually, I got to see the, whatchamacallit, Club Med. I got to see where that was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were really close to that. But that was really nice. And they do like sunset cruises and things like that. We were on the morning, so it was just kind of checking it out and seeing what it was like, trying it out. But you can bring a cooler with you. You can bring your own drinks. You can bring, you know, like, so if you wanted to go out and have that kind of, you know, fun experience in the evening, you can do that too. And the captain was really cute. So
how long was that? It was just a couple of hours?
That was a couple hours. Yeah. That was nice.
Nice. So, and it comes and goes from the same place. So you park.
Yeah, it was the marina there. Then we went to some museums. There's an oceanographic coastal center that's very sciencey. So if you've got kids that are into like petting stingrays and things like that, that was a really cool place. They have sharks and they do talks and, you know, it's very kind of hands-on touchy. One of the things they did there is they just built this, they have a new building there and they built a rooftop area to have like events. So that's going to be a really cool place to have. Like if they had people were going to do like a wedding reception or you could do, you know, like a business meeting or something, you know, but it was very cool. So that was cool. And then the two museums we did, one of them was the Elliott Museum. It was kind of we actually had lunch here. So, you know, there was a restaurant there, but there was also, I wouldn't even really be able to tell you what kind, it's not like a science center. It's not like an art museum. It's kind of a little bit of everything kind of museum. But one of the things that was really cool, they had this huge antique car collection. And somebody who had donated all these antique cars, they needed a place to store them. I can't remember. They told me who donated them and it was some famous family. And I don't remember, but basically they built this almost like a vending machine for cars. Like it was this huge building and all the cars were lined up on all the different floors. And there was a guy there working it. So if you said you wanted to look at a Model T, you know, he would just pull it. And then the little thing would go and get the car and bring it down the elevator and put it in front of you and it would spin around. You could look at it, you know, and you could do that for like all the cars. It was really cool. So if you're somebody who's into that, I think you would really get a kick out of that and you could spend quite some time checking those out. That was wild.
There's actually something like that. That's at the BMW Museum. If you do the VIP tour in Munich. That's how they sort of, as they're delivering the cars, because that's where you can go pick up your new BMW and drive it out from there, from the building, and they're in this big garage
and it's all like
similar like that. Yeah, basically robotically. Yeah, very cool. And then there's another one listed here, House of Refuge.
Yeah, so the House of Refuge, this was interesting. This is not something I knew existed, but the House of Refuge is basically, it was a kind of safe house for sailors who were in shipwrecks. And so back in the day when there was nothing in Florida and you had like hundreds of miles of coastline, with nothing, no civilization or anything, they would have houses of refuge. And when there were shipwrecks, they would go and get the sailors and keep, you know, save them basically.
So almost like Coast Guard stations from before the Coast Guard existed.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an interesting bit of history. It was, by the time we went there, we retired. But it was really cool. And I think there was a lot of, you know, the guy that took us through did a pretty quick tour for us, but there's a lot more we could have learned about it, you know, so that was interesting. And I never knew that was a thing. So that was pretty cool.
So you got pretty far off the beaten path here. And then you said you flew out of Palm Springs.
Yeah, that was about 45 minutes from where we were. So it didn't really make sense to go back to Orlando, but you could, you know.
No. Well, but, so, you know, that's kind of a nice way to do a road trip, too, if you're going to rent a car. So in Florida, you know, is a big destination right now for folks, but it's selling out. So it's nice to sort of hear about some less known
attractions. And the food, everywhere we went was good food. We had, the last night we were in Martin County, we had dinner at this marina, which was another place that had gorgeous sunsets right off the marina. It was really pretty. So It was excellent. Nice.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.